Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Ilona Europa, Ilona Europa and Accent On London edition on LA Talk Radio. Every Monday from 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific time, whole world can see us or listen to us and just meet our wonderful, wonderful guests. Today, I'm so proud to introduce a wonderful new friend of mine, and I'm hoping people will be so excited to listen to her life story and her achievements, especially that my guest is originally from Poland, same like me, your host. So welcome to the show. And today we'll be talking on our Accent On with expert on aesthetic medicine, Dr. Gabriela Mercik. Hello, Gabriela.
Hello. Hello, I am so glad to talk to you, and I hope that this will be a very interesting show. Thank you for the invitation.
I am so excited to have you. Not only that, every woman needs your advice, your expertise, your products, and your knowledge. And we cannot physically sometimes get to your beautiful clinic, but we can find so much about you through our show, of course, through your website, through your products. So I just want to bring to every woman in the world this information. So again, I think all ladies, young, little bit older, and maybe much older, who want to feel better about themselves, they, I'm sure, will be listening over and over to our show, knowingly that I will be having you a lot on our show, because I know you have so many advices to give us, and we need them. We really, really need them. So let's talk about your life, and maybe we'll first tell people who live in London and not so far from the London where your clinic is located. So could you tell us a little bit about your clinic?
My clinic is at 56 Harley Street. It's medical zone in very famous in London. It is city center. And name of the clinic is Dr. Gabriela Clinic.
That's a good name. I love that.
Thank you.
So I think we like to know that very important people and clients love to visit your clinic, and we can mention officially that a lot of elite global VIP clientele are coming to your clinic, and I think including Duchess of York Sarah Ferguson will make us really, really comfortable and included in this beautiful VIP company. So congratulations. That's a really
Thank you very much. Yes, this is not a secret no longer, because Sarah Ferguson, she told Daily Mail that she was visiting my clinic many times, and I have prepared her skin for a wedding of her first daughter, Eugenie, 2 years ago. And she was talking about that to many press, and we get a lot of press afterwards, because she was actually the first person from royal family who admits that she had something done. But it was a little bit more deeper, because she was talking about skin cancer. Her father and the best friend died from skin cancer. And when she was young, she absolutely loves to stay on the sun and tan. And nobody told her that this is very dangerous with her skin type. And for all of us, we have to protect our skin from sun. and she didn't know. And for many, many years, she was lying on the sun and damaging her skin. And now she came and she asked me to repair what damage was done. It is a very long process. This we can't do in one go or one treatment. This sometimes takes a few years to replace and renew the skin. But in meantime, she said also that she had done the liftings and laser treatments, the new one, the 6D, what is only available in my clinic. And I designed a treatment that can lift the face in a couple session if you are 60 plus, but if you are 40 plus, can be 1-2 treatments, and it's a result like the surgery. It's amazing, with no knife, with no pain, with no downtime.
Is this like dream come true?
Yeah, I think that I was waiting for that as a woman.
Who will think? I mean, we all think that one day we will not need to have this invasive surgeries on our beautiful faces and bodies, that something really will help out this way. So you have an answer for us.
Yes, I have.
Learning about the two. But going back to your life story, because we would love to learn about your amazing life, your travels, your work, and knowing that you are a pioneering doctor and trainer and speaker and author, that really, like you mentioned, brought to us a breakthrough treatments for skins, and not only in UK, to whole world, because we really can purchase your products. So that's very, very exciting for us. So, but how all of this started? I so love to always find some little tiny lives that intertwines my life with my beautiful, wonderful guests' life stories. You are from Poland, like I mentioned, and we both were studying in the same town, Katowice. I was studying not far away from you in music academy. You were studying in Katowice.
Yeah, this was Academy, Silesian Academy of Medicine, and has two parts. One was Katowice, one was in Zabrze. I was studying in Zabrze, in the part, but the academy was, now name is University, Medical University, is in Katowice based.
Yes, and of course Zabrze is like 10 minutes from my hometown.
It's just part of the, yeah.
Neighbors, and probably we were walking, and maybe we even asked each other many times on the street. Just is so exciting. So your journey, because Accent On really presents amazing life stories and journeys of successful people who take the leap of faith and move from their countries, or sometimes they are going back and forth between the countries, but they really are setting up very successful businesses in other countries. And like I say, happened that you are from Poland, so how proud I am and all Polish people about all your achievements.
So thank you very much.
Yes, so if you can tell us, you have your own skin care line. So could you tell us a little bit, how did you get from studying and being a doctor, cardiological doctor? Yes, that's what you were studying.
Yeah.
And like 20 years later, now you are this guru, this somebody that everybody wants to know more about. And just, that's what we are bringing today to Accent On for people. So tell us a little bit, your fast forward life story from studying in Academy of Medicine in Katowice to today's day.
This is quite long story, because I am a doctor 22 years. We have to move back like 30 years. When I was living in Poland, I got married and I have small baby. And I decided to study medicine because it was always my dream. And with 1 month years old son, I start to be a student as a medical student. It was extremely hard because it was time in Poland that we didn't have internet yet. We didn't have a connection. We didn't have own cars. I was going by two buses to reach the university. The journey took me around 6 hours one way. I mean, can you imagine that sometimes I was traveling around 6 to 9 hours per day to be in university, we can say 4 hours. It was unbelievable, and I don't know how I did. After that, I was very lucky because I get the space in the best hospital for cardiology and all heart and lungs disease in Zabrze, Silesian Center of Heart Disease. And I worked there around 10 years. It was a challenge. It was a very ambitious and is still a very ambitious place and very pioneering place for many, many treatments. And I was proud to be the part of this team who developed a lot of different things for heart, like the help in 1 hour after heart attack. We were first in Poland to treat people in 1 hour when they have chest pain. Now you can get this treatment in all Poland, but we started, like I said, 20, few years ago in Zabrze. And after that, I decided that I want to go abroad to travel, because from Poland, it was very difficult to get the flight. You have to go abroad, we can say, to London or Germany. And from Germany or from London, you can fly around the world. And this was my passion, because my father, he always told me that that world is so wonderful, and he couldn't travel because this was a very hard time in Poland. We were close as a country. And he was reading a lot of geographic books, and really he put the idea in my mind that I want to see this all wonderful places. And I decided to move to UK, and I came for like 6 weeks to improve my English skills. I landed in Northern Ireland, and I stayed there for 6 years.
Wow. Did you take your baby with you?
No, my baby grew up. In the meantime, he was 18, 19. He was doing the A-level of in school. And after that, I asked him to apply to go to Scotland to study, or to any place, but he get the place in Belfast and in Scotland, and he choose the Scotland, and he study in Scotland in the meantime. And I was working in NHS, in hospital, a few hospitals in Northern Ireland. I really enjoy it. And unfortunately, after 1 year, when I came to UK, I discovered that I have breast cancer. And it was extremely difficult year. It was 2009, because my parents, both of them, they had cancer. And I was third one in family in the same year. It was a really tough time, very difficult. And this changed my life path, because I didn't want to get treatment. I was extremely tired. The challenge sometimes make you not only tired, but I didn't have the hope that can be better, that future can change and can happen something positive. It was too much in one time. And I decided to not have the treatment. After discussion with my son, because I have to tell him that he's in Scotland, the both grandparents, they probably they will die shortly, and I am in the same path. He said only one thing. It was silent for a long time, and I asked Greg, are you here? Do you hear me? Are you there? And he said, do you want to see your grandchild? And I was crying. He broke my heart, because he didn't ask for himself. he asked that maybe I want to see grandchild. Till today, I have goosebumps when I am talking about that. He changed my mind. I was like, yes, I would love to, but I don't have energy to fight again in life. And he said, you can, because you are a fighter. You can do that. Promise me. And I said to him, well, I don't know. And he pressed me. He really pressed me to promise. And I said, okay, I promise I will try to do something. And he said, now. He completely changed the mood. He said, now you promise. And you teach me all life that you promise you have to deliver. I said, oh my God, this was tricky. But I get the treatment very fast back in Poland, because in UK, I call my GP and I discovered that my GP retired and I have to wait another 6 weeks or something around. And they don't know when will be new GP. And I said, but I have cancer. I have to go to hospital as quick as possible. Like, I have no 6 weeks time to wait. But they said they can't help me because it's no GP available. And I call my friends in Poland. I have a lot of friends, doctors. And they said, yes, we can do surgery after 2 days. Just fly over and we will do surgery for you. And this happened. I flew and I have surgery. And I come back to work 9 days after surgery. I go to hospital and I was working nonstop. And it was a little bit crazy, but I want to engage my mind. I don't want to think about situation. And I start to have chemotherapy. In England, they decide to give me a full cycle of chemotherapy. Doesn't matter that lump was so small, but was very aggressive. And when I came for the first interview with the doctor, oncologist, he said that, you know, we can't really start now chemotherapy. It was December, because if we start, we can say 15th of December, you will lose your all hair in the Christmas time. And it's not necessary rush, because you will have enough trouble and will be difficult for you anyway. And I said, you know what? I am ready. If I said that I want treatment, I want now. I opened my handbag, and in handbag was wig ready to use if I lose the hair. And he looked at me, how desperate I was to get the treatment. He organized everything, and I start my chemotherapy 15th of December. Of course, in Boxing Day, I lose the hair. It was very hard experience. I was alone at home, and the hair started to be everywhere. And I decide to shave my head and start to use the beautiful long hair in the wig. And in meantime, I was looking for some solutions, because I can see how I seen how I lose the beauty. I start to, my face looks completely different, was swollen. I lose the lashes. I lose the eyebrows. I didn't have my hair. And I was absolutely not pretty in that time. And in that moment, I appreciate that I was quite nice and elegant woman before. I understood how important is the look. This gave me the kind of idea, because I was searching for something that my eyelashes will grow. And I discovered aesthetic medicine. And it was just something what I want to do, because I want to stop working in hospital. And all my friends, they said, you can't just stop be a doctor, because you are a doctor from heart. It's like it is your passion. You can't stop it. And I said, yes, I can. And they said, what you will do? I said, maybe flowers, maybe paintings, or something manual. And they said, no, this is nonsense. Go to see the conference of aesthetic medicine. Maybe you will like it. And I went and was love from day one. And I started to plan everything. I just finished the treatment. I was really looking back, and I decided to open beauty clinic, cosmetic clinic, or aesthetic medicine clinic, how do you want to name. It was very good idea, but because I was so dedicated, I didn't see that will be difficult. I just see the beautiful, my own clinic, and I will make the best treatments ever. And nobody believes me in that time. Nobody. So they were saying, yeah, well, you can't do it. I said, why not?
So amazing, because you are telling us your private life story. I think everybody is a little bit surprised how really wonderful open you are about your journey. I think a lot of people probably didn't think that your journey was so hard to discover how really the beauty and feeling better about yourself is important for all of us, and especially in a time of lives when big changes are happening, especially to dealing with cancer. So I think a lot of people who will be listening our show and watching us, they are probably very thankful for your life story that you decided to tell us today. And I know that 2012, this was the year that you opened your beautiful clinic, 2012. So it's already 9 years.
2010
even. Mm-hmm. After many, many years in a very hard market, because UK and London has everything that anybody can dream about, and choices are endless. And
It was difficult time for beauty. It was because people, they don't need, they don't think that they, that it's like emptiness in your head if you look for something beauty to look better. But it's not about that. This has to be changed. The label what they give to beauty cosmetic treatments is completely wrong.
So one more time, thank you so much, Gabriela, for your wonderful, sad, but really uplifting story of the strong woman who came out of fighting cancer, and now you are the successful, strong, beautiful lady who is helping everybody who wants to get better inside out and feel better about themselves by coming to your places, to your clinic, or just going online, learn from shows like that what your products are about, and just making themselves feeling better, being stronger, being more beautiful. So you tell me, you think that this industry has a wrong way of talking about beauty, yes, and the products?
Yeah, industry is not regulated, and because of that, I think there is really, they miss the point in press and in many TV shows, because it is not about beauty, it's not about the fake look, it's about the health, skin health. The skin is the biggest organ in our body and is responsible for many things. And talking only about small part is completely wrong. Why I am thinking like that? Because my vision in 2010 was, if we know that I have been working in the cardiology department, and before to do the bypass, you have to cut the chest, open the chest, and do the surgery. We were pioneering in Zabrze in Poland. It was something around 1997-98 that we did the coronarography and stents through the vessels. You don't need to open the chest. And I was dreaming when I start aesthetic medicine and I seen this all treatments, I was dreaming to be the person who stop plastic surgery for women and show them that we can achieve much better result with no any knife and with no any downtime and pain. And I think that I achieve now. I achieve last year or 2 years ago when we start to combine the laser and threads. This is special treatments to create the lifting. And I have to say that I have no competitors around the world. With the laser and with the threads, I made maybe 400,000 injections of threads. This is, I don't believe that is somebody else on the world who did more than me. This was my passion. I am doing all body, all face. I can lift the cheeks, I can lift the jawline, I can lift the neck. With the laser, I can stimulate the lifting. I can make lips not smaller, leave the full skin, make the oval of the face much better, and stimulate a healthy, younger skin. That means everything what we really need is 1 point more. We need the right skincare to do that. And when I was sick, 2012, it was the this was 3 years after I was getting sick. In 2012, I created, took me around 2-3 years, I created the first skincare to hydrate the skin. And now I develop full brand, and this brand helped me to achieve the result with threads and with laser, because hydrate the skin, stimulate self-rejuvenation, and is like addict to the treatments, enhance the result. If we say that somebody is, we can say 45 or 50, let's say 50, and never did anything on the face, we can really reverse the age of around 15 years with no knife. This is miracle. This is something what this I have to be very lauded about, that women, they will know that they don't need to go for surgery no more.
I see now old ladies starting to booking tickets to London.
Very welcome to London.
Yeah, they need to come to London. Not only because I think...
Not only.
You have another great news. You just recently came back from Poland. Is something big going on there for you too? Could you tell us? Is this still a little like we cannot talk about this, or is it just official? Could you tell us?
I can say about that, because when I traveled to Poland, it is coronavirus everywhere, and we are close in London. We have been close for 5-6 months now. And I moved to Poland that everything started to be open 4 months ago. And I can't sit and do nothing. I decide to open a clinic in Poland, and in beautiful place inside the forest is a very nice hotel with really Michelin star food. And I really enjoy every single moment when I was there. It's not far away from my hometown and close to airport in Katowice. And I opened the clinic there, that all people who are traveling now, I have already the patient from New York.
Okay. So we need to know name of the town and names. I know we will be talking more, and I will be writing all these kids links on my post.
It is Natura Hotel Natura Residence in Siewierz.
Siewierz is not so easy.
Siewierz. Yes, is the name of the town, and is close to airport in Katowice. Of course, we are collecting the patients from airport if somebody decides to fly over.
That's amazing. We'll be talking more about that. Is Poland is right now so easy to get to, like you said.
Absolutely, yeah.
And enjoy a little bit more freedom when it comes to COVID. Things are much, much better in Poland than in the rest of the world. And we can take care of our beauty, and in a way, a little bit cheaper, a little bit less money probably you are spending in Poland on these treatments than in different parts of the world, yes?
I will say that I don't change my skills and quality of work. The prices, they are the same. In London or in Poland, they are the same because I deliver the same service. I think I am the first one who keep the same prices. London or Poland is the same level.
So, okay, you know, we are very happy to try non-surgical way.
Because it's not about price, it's about the quality. It's about what we achieve. You pay for result, not for how many treatments you will get.
But we have only one Gabriela. So I know you train a lot of wonderful people too, and I know that your clinic has amazing machines. I'm just reading because obviously this is something that I don't know from the top of my head, but you introduced the Beauty Lift with PDO threads, which you mentioned.
Yes, about this. This is my baby.
That's your baby. And Glow Tox POX. You need to tell us a little bit what is
Glow Tox, yes.
And I don't even know how to pronounce it. This is your job now. Nanopeptide rejuvenation.
Nanopeptides rejuvenation, yes.
Great, okay. And non-invasive invasive laser, which that's so exciting.
6D, yeah. 6D.
Platinum lift. And you have all that available at your clinic in London, and now the same
in Poland.
That's very, very impressive. And like you said, you mentioned 2010 was a very hard year of your life. 2010, you opened clinic in London. 2012, probably you were going already very strongly. Now we are 2020, going on 2021, and you are unstoppable.
I have clinic in Northern Ireland as well.
Oh, come on. I read this, I knew that. But
everywhere where I am going, I am opening the next clinic.
So you are like traveling and visiting. How often you just visiting your three clinics? Because it's only you, it's one Gabriela that everybody probably wants. I want Dr. Gabriela. I don't want anybody else touching me or something. Is this like that?
I am learning to be in this process now because we just opened the Polish clinic. I think that I will be around every 4 weeks in Poland, every 3 weeks in Poland. It's not far away, it's 2 hours flight. It's not a big journey. And don't forget, I didn't tell you yet this, that my son is laser therapist and he's helping me in the clinic. That means I have the very good help with the boy who told me you want to see your grandson.
That's wonderful.
He just get married.
Oh,
the dream can come true shortly.
Oh, amazing. So, you know, we have this grandchild in the future, very near future. So all is
closer than I think maybe. It's, you know, when he get married, it's natural things to have the babies, yeah, the children. Ah.
It's a beautiful story, beautiful, and knowing that your son is educated in your skills set and you have a right and he wants to work with mama, which only says how beautiful relationship you both have. So we are wishing him the best luck on his new way with his wedding. And
thank you very much.
So now I really want to talk a little bit about your product, because you have your own line. And it's called Dr. Gabriela Skin Care. So it's easy for everybody to remember and maybe go and visit your website and just learn much, much more if they want. So please tell me, you mentioned about your first product many years ago that you started, but now it's time to be a line of many different
It was a moment when I start to be healthy and I open the clinic and one of my patients asked me what will be the best skincare to use. And I can't advise her in that time. I couldn't because I couldn't find any good skincare for myself. My bathroom looked like the cosmetic shop was many brands. And I try many, many things. I think a lot of women, they do the same. They are searching and searching and searching and they can't find the right creams. And because of that, I designed the first serum and spray the magic rain. And after that was hand cream, because I was still working in hospital till 2012. And I had this sticky things on my hands. And I was thinking what to design that will be much better. And I designed the hand cream for myself when I was working in NHS. And after that, it was very successful. People, they really like it. I get a lot of awards and different prices for the skincare. Some of the creams, they were like on Tatler Eat list, or it was in many presses, many articles in UK. And I start to develop next and next and next. And now I have probably more than 30 products. I am working now on the very exciting tool. And probably they will be like maybe September on the market. Because I am always looking for solution that we don't spend too much time in bathroom and we will achieve good result. It's the same like the laser treatments or threads treatments, that we spend money to look better and we really see the results. The same with the skincare. I know that now we have the spray and serum and creams, free products, and what I want to connect everything in one, that we will have in one bottle, like the secret special cream that will deliver everything. The skincare is quite exciting and is like my hobby now, to develop next products, because in 2014, Euromonitor said that I have future skincare. And Euromonitor is a very famous magazine in Europe. Is searching the new brands that you can invest money in. And they pointed me as a future. And I was so proud of that. That's why I want to develop something what really will transfer women, all women, to the future. I didn't forget about man as well, because I have something for hair stimulation. If they are losing hair, women too, but mainly this is men problem. We have special shampoo with real gold and the serum, which stimulates the growth. It's anti-hair loss, but really stimulates the growth as well. And the men, they can use the serum and the cream, because it's, to be honest with you, it's unisex.
Wonderful. So I, again, need to tell everybody who watches us or listens to us that we'll be having monthly segments with our expert, Gabriella, and you will be bringing with you or showing us each product, and we'll be focusing, and you will describe what they do, why we need to use them, how we can match them, or how many, or how minimum or maximum of them we need to purchase to just achieve what we are looking for. You know, your idea of having a hand cream right now, I think this is so important, because in a COVID time, we all are washing and washing hands. I remember the first month I was obsessive washing my hands, and my skin was horrible. So I was really scared, because I see even till this day how the 5 months changed my skin from almost nice to not so. And sitting in home, not being able to go out, you know, and having something that will make us little feeling younger, this is so important. And if we have real problem with skin, so we can even define what is the problem like, and we can talk to you or just see what you have to offer, I think it's a great, great show for
us. Yeah, especially now when you have to cover by mask and the skin is not breathing, and this is very important to do something right now. And what is different in my skincare, that the first you have to remember that I design also for myself, and I had cancer. I was searching the all ingredients, they will be very safe. And second, I use some new technology that is tricking your brain, is delivering straight away water under the skin, and brain is thinking that it's flawed and start to clean and rejuvenate your body. And this is like self-rejuvenation. I am just delivering the tools.
And yes, you are right. Everybody knows that what we are losing the most from the skin is water. And a lot of cosmetics just try to find this perfect formula to keep water in. And we are buying, like you say, most of our bathrooms, they have lines of cosmetics, and they promise, over-promise so much. And we are spending so much money. Obviously, you cannot really return stuff over and over, but it's a tough because you can get lost, and you really, as a woman, you want something that you are attached to. It is your friend.
It's true. I am using my skincare for last 8 years, and I have less lines and wrinkles than I have the or age spots, less than I had 3, 4, 5 years ago. And all of my family now is addicted to the skincare, what I produce. And every single patient is on, because they trust me, but they see the result. This is the most important thing, that if they swap for something else, the skin starts to behave in completely different way, and they see the difference. I am not advertising my products, because the best advertising is when somebody stop the woman on the street and ask, what cream do you use?
Yes.
It happened many times with my skincare. My patient, they will stop on the street.
I read one cute story on your website about the lady who was just not recognized.
In airport.
In an airport, and they said, it's not you.
Yeah, it was the very funny story. One of the patients came over for 1 day. She get the treatment, and she was flying back, and the camera didn't recognize her because she has two less wrinkles and lines, and face was lifted up in the same day. And they didn't believe that there's any treatment like that you can do it. And for her was the best day in life, that camera, she has proof from camera that she looks younger.
That's so cool story. I think this is the best ending for our show for today. And again, I'm asking everybody to come back and watch when we'll be having our next segments with our expert, Gabriela and Dr. Gabriela Mercik. And we will be focusing on your line of products, which I know these people who cannot fly easily and to Poland or to London or to Ireland. Again, you have...
Ireland now. I close because I can't be in three places. I decide to be in Poland.
So wonderful. So yes, so we cannot have you everywhere, but we can have the cool bottles and beautiful product that you are offering in our bathrooms. And no,
this is an online shop, yeah.
So I really, really think people and ladies and gentlemen will be very, very thankful for this show and knowing that we'll continue with description of what the product can do for us. So for right now, I think I will say goodbye, and you too, to our listeners and viewers, especially on Facebook. And thank you for this day. Thank you so much for all your information, for all your personal life stories, because that's almost the hardest to share with everybody. But like you said, your success also came from the toughest moment in your life, and your life changed because of cancer. You won the cancer battle, and now you are doing something about bringing to all of us the beauty within. And we can for sure register this on our face, in our mirrors too. So thank you so much. And today we were talking again with our expert on aesthetic medicine, Dr. Gabriela Mercik, and who would love to see and visit your clinic. We are saying that it's on a 56 Harley Street, London. Very great street.
Correct.
And we can also check you out on your website. What is your website? Could you give us?
It's drgabriela, like Dr. Gabriela, .co.uk.
And to end our show, we also will mention that your skin care line is called Dr. Gabriela.
Skin.
Thank you so much for today.
You made Thank you very much. It was my pleasure.
I like all the cute, beautiful things that you can really give it to us. And I cannot wait to talk to you more. Until next time. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.